How long did you work at Sturton for?
Well, 2-3 years before I went in military and 2 years afterwards. But after, when I came out of military and I went for my 20-year eyesight test and diesels and whatever were imminent, British Rail didn't want firemen anymore. And I failed my eyesight test at 20. I mean, I'm 75 now and I still don't wear glasses, so where railway doctor were looking, well, probably up his own arse, I don't know. But
was it your colour vision that was a problem?
No, no. I were reading 6-6, both together with my eyes, and 6-6 and 6-9. I forget which eye was 6-9. But he said it weren't good enough for me to stay on footplate. And the paperwork I've give you there with British Engine Man, they sent me to an ophthalmic surgeon who told me there were no wrong with my eyes at all.
Right, so you think it was a bit of a...
Well,
fiddle.
The point is I was sent back to the railway doctor and he said, my decision stands and you have to come off the footplate. I remember a lad who went with me, a lad called Devonport, and it were exactly the same thing. I would assume they didn't want firemen anymore. So I got my 100 quid out at Birmingham's Engine Men Society, wasted it all on Tetleys, like you do, with blue suede shoes and the rest of the thing that went with it, you know, a rich man. And then I went and I worked 12 months in fitting shop, which I might add were absolutely horrendous. It were all hammer and tongs, as you might say, nothing modern.
And was that at Sturton as well?
That was still at Sturton. I didn't work anywhere else. And then from there, as again, I got an opportunity to drive road tankers. And I was driving road tankers until I retired through my medical situation via Army in 1988.
And which company did you work for on the tankers? Did you work for Regent?
No. I worked for Finer, which is long gone now. It's been sold out to Total and the company, Petrofine, has finished.
Can you remember what kind of engines you worked on? What were they called?
They were all goods. Class 8, Class 4, Class 3, shunt engines, nothing in the big star. I don't think we had a Black 5 or a Crab or anything of that ilk on depot. They were all goods gear. Austerity 2, we got one or two of them down there, but nothing with names on or out like that.
And what kind?
Not that I could repeat, anyway.
What kind of condition were they in?
Pretty reasonable, I remember, in the first place, but towards the end, when I were working in fitting shop, they were in an horrendous condition. They were blowing from every orifice and nobody were interested in them anymore, and them that needed repairing were backed up. And that's when I more or less left.
And did they break down out on the railway?
Steam engines don't break down, they just slow down. I've never known an actual breakdown. I mean, I've seen them come onto the shed into fitting shop in a horrendous state, but they usually ran. You know, not like your diesel. I mean, if you hiccup with that or a bit of a mucket fuel and she'd stop, but not them. Not as such. I never saw one that you had to go towing, put it that way. Never.
And what was the social life like working at Brilliant. Sturton then? What kind of things did you do socially?
Well, as what young lads do. I mean, me and lads on loco, we used to go to pitches when we should have been working and that sort of thing, which maybe shouldn't say on... It's too late now, isn't it? Anyway, but we used to, on nights, we used to go and sleep at guard vans at sidings, which we shouldn't have done, and usual things like that. And outside then, we used to go to pub or dances or whatever young lads do.
And which pub did certain people use?
Queen's at Top of Street. Yeah, mostly. Especially drivers coming to work. You know, they used, you know, all firemen, you know, that come out at Queen's and then down to work. I mean, whatever.
When you did the Water Hay trip, would you go
well,
to the pub?
I've seen me in the United Kingdom at Methley, because, I mean, pub car park were nearly on crossing, so if you were stood at Methley, the slack a bit of dust, as you might say. So you'd leave and you'd go in there. Right. I'm not saying that all railwaymen are drunks, don't get me wrong, but...
The beer was weaker then, wasn't it?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that either. It wasn't as bloody expensive, but that's how things were. I mean, like I say, I repeat... Loco men are not a set of drunks, they're extremely responsible people, as far as I always knew. But they would call for a drink. I don't know whether right or wrong. I never saw a driver who couldn't see one step in front of the other, but maybe near it sometimes.
In those days, then, in the early 50s, were the drivers a lot older than you as lads?
Everybody appears to be older when you're 15. And the thing is, we drivers, you see, as a past cleaner, you probably weren't with the same driver 2 days running. So you didn't sort of get, like a regular fireman with his regular driver, that didn't happen. And some of these lads didn't particularly, some of these drivers didn't particularly like young lads because, well, you were classed as bloody useless, as you might say, which you were. You've got to start at bottom.
So you got a bit of a frosty reception, did
some,
you?
Not very many. Not very many, but, odd, you know, odd ones that, you know, I've got a bloody past cleaner, where's my fireman or whatever, which is fair enough. Right, that's right. Understandable.
And what did you think then when all of that disappeared? What was your feeling?
Sad.
Yeah.
Sad, really. I mean, to me, pits should still be open and maybe steam engines running with the modern technology to stop the smoke. But the thing is, they're not easy thing to maintain in a steam engine. It's round the clock. I mean, when they got diesels in sidings and there were no work, they just turned them off. You can't turn your steam engine off. And, I mean, I remember an incident once across in sidings and work was so slow at that time. And I'm not going to mention the name of driver and fireman, but I could have done. I could do, but they were playing cards and this train came to be shunted. And driver says to the fireman, they'd better go light fire because it's going to hurt. It had been stood basically that long and they weren't expecting any work. And that sort of thing, but a diesel, you turn it off and it's finished. When it's required again, you go turn it on. Steam engine, it's got to be looked after like a woman. And we know what women are.